And it's the Dad Bod Pod. Here we are, folks, once again. With our good friends, Toby, Mello, and your intrepid host, Casino.
We're back.
It's dad stuff. It's things we like to do. It's family, kids, exercising, bikes, drinking lots of beer, and all that stuff. I'd like to apologize to our millions of loyal listeners. We've been pretty inactive lately.
We've just been so busy.
We've been so busy. That's the parent life, which we'll talk about. But
has it been 2 months, right?
It's been about 2 months.
Probably over 2 months.
It's been since March.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
People have been jonesing. I know that.
So what's so many emails. Every day I get emails.
I get the emails like, hey, what are you guys
calls,
doing?
Are you
okay?
Yeah.
It's like genuine concern. Where have you been?
Is there internal fighting? Yeah. Like, was there a falling out? What happened? Yeah.
Where's Casino? I haven't heard from Casino. What's up with him?
My account got shut down because of all the emails backing up. It just locked it up. So, but we're here. We're back. We can. We're so back. What has
everybody
been going
calm
on?
Down? We're here.
We're alive. We're here. We're still for now on decent terms. So we're fine. So what's been going on? Why haven't we been doing this? What's so hard about it?
You know what? It's life. What has been going on? I don't know. Casino, you've been traveling.
I have traveled a little bit. I mean, I went to LA for a week and did some stuff.
So the last time we talked, you had just gotten back from
New York and New Orleans.
And
I went to L.A. and Anaheim this time.
Yeah, so you travel quite a bit.
I travel here and there. I may travel a little bit.
I did a quick little jaunt to New Orleans, and that was fun.
You could see some rock and roll, is that right?
I did.
Well, I
went to go see Radiohead for the 10th time.
Oh.
You know what? So I nerded out the other day, and I realized I was looking through some old files on my work computer, and this is what I do at work, obviously, so I'm really busy. I have a spreadsheet of all the shows, like just specifically Radiohead, because that's like,
here we go.
Okay, so I'm a fanboy and whatever, but I have a spreadsheet of all the shows that I've been, all the Radiohead shows that I've been to.
All 10? Okay.
Yeah, all 10. So
I'd you select a set list and throw them in there and shit?
Yeah, yeah. So every time I go, I'll
look
go
it up.
And actually, it was a Word document, but recently I put it into a spreadsheet so I can search, like, okay, so have I ever seen this song before?
We should set up a website so we can post our show notes so we can actually have your spreadsheet.
That would be dumb and embarrassing.
Yes.
Really?
Be awesome.
Anyway. But you're talking about it.
Quickly, I did go to New Orleans to go see Radiohead with some old comics.
Those old show notes?
Yeah.
Like 1998, I got a Angie from The Strange Girl in the stands.
Have his video from his cell phone.
Cell phone
the
video.
Little cell phone video.
Hey, y'all laugh, but it
digital,
is.
You had digital camera. You had digital camera.
Oh, I used to be that guy. I did definitely used to be that guy. My YouTube
channel.
I'm not going to say, but I have a YouTube channel that has a lot of videos on there.
A lot of Radiohead videos.
A lot of, a bunch of just, I used to go to South Park. Yeah, I guess this last year was one of the first shows I missed in a while. But
long time.
Yeah, so all my South Park shows, I would be that guy, the idiot that would take videos from my digital camera and post them on YouTube. And I this YouTube channel full of crappy, like the worst quality videos you've ever seen.
Good channel.
So anyway, just been, I traveled a little bit, but mainly just life, man. Life has been getting in the way.
Mello,
kids.
What the hell?
I probably think I'm the most available person because you're all over the country.
But you have the Thursday night lessons and shit.
I do, but I'm not training for a triathlon. I'm not traveling all over the country, so I am the most available.
You're the most local.
I'm the most local.
You're probably busier than both of us because you have family.
I got family. I got the kids. I got the obligations. But for the most part, I could be more available, but shit gets in the way.
I know.
Shit always gets in the way.
So let's discuss a minute. We've kind of gone over on a bigger scale of why we haven't got together, but.
Yeah.
You know, the basics. Toby, you're not only training for the try.
Hey, next. So it's been
it's
since,
coming up. It's here. We started the podcast
like
kind of built around
that. I really started training for this thing next week, a week from tomorrow.
Tomorrow it's going down. I'm going to go pantsless.
A week from Sunday.
Tomorrow. I'm going to go pantsless and cheer you on. Just some of the waving around.
I'm so close. I can't wait to be done with it. I'm excited.
Is it wearing you out a little bit?
It is, but it's also like panic is setting in. It's like I feel like I've been training. I know I haven't trained this. Like I put the time in. I know I put the time in. But at the same time,
just gotta do it.
It's like I don't know that I'm ready.
What's the panic? What's panicking you?
Honestly, it's I know that I can do the distance on each one of the legs. Like I can swim. I can make that swim. I'm not going to be the fastest, but I can make the swim. I can do the bike, and I felt like I've gotten stronger on the bike. I'm still not the strongest, but I've gotten better. And I can do the run, but the nutrition, like that's the one thing that I feel like all of a sudden it's like it's just hitting me. It's like I don't know what I'm doing with the nutrition part because you're supposed to eat while you're competing.
Just eat some bullshit.
And leading up to it too, but during the actual event, like you're supposed to eat so much, like so many calories per hour.
Sure.
And blah, blah.
I know. That's that. Yep.
And I've got a little spreadsheet that's like starting to calculate all that stuff, but it's like I'm a week away, and I'm just now starting to think about that. Yeah. And that's the only thing that's really kind of scaring me.
And for frame of reference for all our fans out there, if you know Toby, he's a guy who'll train all day and forget to eat, and then go out and just start hammering beers. Yeah. Like, oh man, I didn't eat.
And then eat Gus's at 11 o'clock at night.
Speaking of Gus's, our official sponsor of our official Dad Pod.
Well, this we one in the last one
chicken. But that's true, Toby. You'll be like, oh man, I really got to eat. And you kind of squeeze in a meal, and then sometimes you'll have time for it.
Yeah, and that's not intentional, like, but it's off, not off great for
you. No, it's absolutely essential.
I said not intentional.
It's not good.
You need to eat to have
1,000%.
It's not intentional, but it's what we talk about. You only have so many minutes in the day, and then you got commitments. Like, and you're like,
I got to get this workout in, so I do this, and then I got to get some baseball kids, practice.
Right, but that's
baseball practice.
That's the whole exercise versus sleep theory. You know how they say, like, you should totally exercise, obviously, to get it in. But sleep is as important as exercise. Same way with eating, like that's
it's equal component.
That's equal. Yeah.
And that's what that's the other thing. So nutrition is my big concern, and then also rest. Like
I don't think you rest enough.
I know I don't. Like, I really don't. Like this week I made
I don't know
it,
how you do it.
There's
it
not point. Enough hours in the day.
No, there's not. I made it a point this week to like, or I at the beginning of the week I thought like I needed to sleep. I want to sleep like 8 hours a night at least.
It's ideal.
And then we have baseball practice. And then by the time I get home and like get the kids to bed and do all the stuff I got to do and like try to watch like a quick little show, I get 5 hours of sleep, 5-6 hours of sleep, which is, you know, I can manage on that a little bit.
Experts say you could die early from doing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not
ideal. You take years off your life.
Yeah. No, I feel.
But, I mean,
like
they are,
today,
but they are the worst years. So I mean, that.
Really, yeah, the old years.
Yeah, they
who gives a fuck? You know he's fucking then. Like 80.
But I want to enjoy my 401k, so I want to live past 67 because I want to cash that motherfucker in.
I get the same, you know, 200 emails a week. So one more time, explain what the exact parameters of the half try is, the distances. For
okay,
each
so
a lot of our a lot
so
of our
this
listeners
is
forget.
What I've been training for since mid December, but like hardcore, like in January, is this half triathlon, half Ironman or Ironman distance triathlon. It's the first one in Fort Worth, and it's a 70.3 mile total, or 7.3 total distance. It's a 1.2 mile swim, a 56 mile bike, and a 13.1 mile or half marathon run.
Monkey, that's right. It, kids.
That's a lot.
So all the people asking, that's what the fuck it is.
So like all that, like. I've trained enough where all individually all that sounds doable. Even though it sounds
individually,
like a lot. Yeah, right. That's the thing. Individually, I can. I'm not the fastest at any of those, but I could finish each.
So this
one
is
of
where
those.
This is the mental test. This is where you got to gird
yeah,
up
like,
your loins.
So,
as
so
they
I'm
say.
A, so I'm a decent enough runner. Like I'm a, that's
excellent,
like my strong,
excellent runner.
That's my
excellent runner.
That's my strong.
I think so too. But by the time I think you're a really good runner.
But by the time I get to that, I'm going to be worn out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm you know. I don't know. I'm not just sandbagging. I'm a little concerned.
That would be the challenge, Toby, that you embarked upon. you've described the challenge of the event. Yeah,
so can I do a small interruption? Can we open something up? And we
a lot and that's
keep going
part of
because this is a good topic and we could go on
forever. A lot of part of the listener feedback was more about they wanted more booze, not necessarily talking about the booze, more drinking of the booze. So as you know, it's our motto here at the Dad Bod Pod, we only drink motherfucking whales. So we have the today it's the Avery Brewing Company Uncle Jacob Stout, compliments of Mellow. This is a February 2016 bottle. This is Imperial Stout made in Colorado, and it is 17.1%.
So what's this series called again?
Well, they called. There was called the what the. Well, no, this is not the Demon series.
Yeah, it's not.
This
I don't
is
think,
a separate.
No, I don't think that's part of the series.
This is a different one.
It's some type of like barrel aged series, but
yeah,
I mean
it's the Avery barrel aged shit. It's the dopest.
Yeah, Avery. I we probably talked about this previously, but Avery is if you had to pick a brewery, that's my brewery. Avery is my number one brewery. Like if they sell out,
it's gonna break your heart.
Which is another conversation. But if they sell out, my heart will be broken.
It could happen. I mean,
it could happen. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Ballast Point's been sold. We talked about this on this podcast.
Did we
before?
Really?
Yes.
Did they sell out 100%?
Yes.
Constellation
bought all of it for $1 billion.
Well, who was it who
like
just sold out? Who sold out completely to Heineken? Who was it?
Lagunitas.
So they just sold out 100%. So, cheers.
Hey, you know what? But I'll still drink that. The
Waldo's?
The one hitter series, the Waldo's.
The Waldo's.
Waldo's is legit. Yeah. I probably won't drink it anymore, but it's legit as fuck.
You're not going to drink? I'll drink all of it.
I didn't drink any this year because I didn't go buy any. I mean, I didn't drink any this
we
year.
We had this conversation like about BCBS.
So
I'm really going to try and stop the AB and Bev.
Here we go.
We've had this conversation.
Man, you have to.
Hey, just go three podcasts. Hey, to our fans, I'm sorry. Don't flood my inbox again.
You have to. Because of the stories you're hearing, right? So you hear about AB and Bev buying all the fucking hops in South Africa.
I know.
Well, if that's true, then
it's
we should stop.
Also, it's illegal, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
They bought Wicked Weed, and we're all whatever about that, even though it just got here to Texas.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? They're going to buy stuff up, and we're going to have this whole conversation again and be pissed, but.
Let's talk about this beer that we're drinking now, because this is a
that
big,
smells
this is a 17% beer. So when I went to JBF this past year, they had about my favorite beer of the festival. They had that Calipigian Stout.
Yeah, I got one.
And we drank it. They had the barrel, put a tap on it, and just poured it right out of the barrel.
Nice.
And it was so unbelievably boozy, and it was incredible. We all just, glasses, just pouring it past the line. It was awesome.
I thought we drank one of those didn't we drink one of those during the podcast? Like a couple.
I never had one.
I don't think so. I have one at home.
Yeah.
So we'll bring it for the next podcast.
We drank another Big Bad
months.
Avery. The night we ate chicken, the first night.
Did we drink a Big Bad Avery?
Yeah, we did. It was like
the podcast called The Night We Ate Chicken.
Yeah. We ate chicken again.
Which one was
that? Same magic.
I don't remember.
Will we? Probably not. But hey.
Probably not. Whatever. Well, who cares? We're rusty.
I mean, frankly.
Come on. Why are you trying
to?
Why are you putting on this pressure?
I'm trying to maybe not make the podcast as good because I'm tired of getting offers from chicks to fuck. I'm tired of
that.
It's wearing me out. That's true.
We're dads. We have dad bods. We're dads. We're faithful dads. Knock it off. To our listeners, knock it off.
We've got regular lives and stuff.
No, female listeners, I can't do that. Right now. Too much going on. Anyway, so speaking of parenting and other stuff, we had a big fun event. Was that 2 weeks ago? We went
another thing that we talked about early on, coming to Fort Worth, the Fortress Festival.
First big music festival in Fort Worth. We had a hell of a good time, right?
Awesome. That was awesome. That was one of the best festivals I've been to.
That was one of my favorite days I've had in a long. That was so much fun. Yeah. It was just super chill.
Okay, so let's set it up. So Fort Worth got this festival.
Yeah.
Shit ton of acts. It's the people that book the shows are the same people that booked, if anybody's familiar with Fun Fest in Austin.
Same crew, so it was a legit bill.
What are they? They moved to Sound on Sound, I think is what
it
was called. Anyway, these guys that actually booked the talent know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fort Worth, there's some two local cats that hired them or like got in business with them.
It's the guys who came from the Fort Worth Film Festival.
Right. Okay. So now Fort Worth, they're trying to get a legit music festival in Fort Worth.
And
the headliners were Run the Jewels.
Greatest so band do it
world.
By days.
The greatest
do it by
band
days.
In the world.
So on Saturday, So Saturday was Run the Jewels. It was
that was the big headliner.
Nathaniel Ratliff
was
he Saturday?
He was Sunday.
He was Sunday.
It was Flying Lotus. It was the Wolf Parade.
That's right.
It was the kids from Stranger Things.
Purity Ring. Did you already say that?
No, they were Sunday.
I don't know.
Purity Ring was Sunday.
Listen, there was we had some we had some beverages and stuff.
Yeah, so. No, I know, but I mean, I'm trying to think of what
Hound
day.
Houndmouth.
Yeah,
that was a bizarre set.
As we're naming off bands,
that set was
to be
bizarre
honest,
as shit.
These bands, like these, are great bands. Some of them are great. Some of them are okay, but like. This is a mid-tier festival, right? This is the first year of Fort Worth.
Well,
first
I mean,
year
all the acts but one were mid-tier.
Sort of.
Yeah,
sort,
no, absolutely.
No,
I agree.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. Yeah. Because a lot of those bands like Purity Ring, I know to us who don't listen to them a lot, we're like, meh, Purity Ring. But Purity Ring has been touring the shit out of them.
No, I know, but you know, and, you know, just
and a lot of people really
that's
love
how you
them.
Know what kind of level it is.
But everybody loves them, and they're like, after this Fortress Fest, we're done for the next 2 to 3 years. We're right. going to go put a new album out. We're going to take a break.
So just so to put it in perspective a little bit, and this is, I mean, I disagree with this, but okay, so Austin City Limits, ACL, just announced their lineup for this next year.
Right. Purity Rings on it.
No, Run the Jewels is like the fourth line, the fourth billing.
Yeah, they're like middle of the page.
But they're the best. But you know,
but
number,
also
number
they have
one,
bullshit
number
acts,
one is,
though.
Yeah, number one is right. Red Hot Chili Peppers, so
yeah.
Fuck them.
Right.
The worst band in the world.
Exactly.
Fuck them. So, yeah, so look, they get a lot of big, huge acts that aren't worth the fuck. That's ACL.
But it was,
now.
Anyway, regardless of what tier these bands are in, it was a perfect bands for Fort Worth for the first time that they had that festival
yeah.
here.
It was all of us, our friends, our significant great. Others. We had a blast. Except
so
me,
let's talk about the day.
So
like how, we went on Saturday.
Yep.
Mellow Casino, the wives,
all
friends. We all met up.
Friends. We also ran a random friends.
No
there.
Kids. No. It was all adults.
This
adults
was,
were on Saturday.
It was,
that
was, this
that
was
Run the Jewel Night.
A yeah. true... Parents' night out.
Parents' night out.
Let me tell
yeah.
you,
kids,
if you're not
kids had
that,
the sitters or whatever.
You've got to hide the kids for this shit. Because yeah. you guys go crunk when you got to get the night out. You guys.
Okay,
don't.
So Casino has a unique perspective on this because I think he was like a fly on the wall.
Yeah,
watching
for sure.
Watch y'all go
watching
yeah.
the
ridiculous.
Because all the rest of us
that
had
was my
kids,
entertainment.
Right?
I was
so y'all,
like,
you were the only
yeah,
one.
Yeah, y'all
one
don't.
With
that. Don't do
okay, so every weekend. We started the day off by pre-partying at a friend's place.
Yeah.
At around like 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we all Ubered. No, actually,
that's
we
right.
got a ride from a friend.
Yeah,
we
got
to
a ride
festival,
from
which is which we all live in Fairmount.
Same neighborhood.
How many stars?
Old Texas.
Oh, that was a 5-star ride.
Started out a 2-star.
We got boosted up quickly.
So it was a quick, it was a short little jaunt. Like
short
where
ride,
we live,
8 adults
in
an SUV, and it was
and
awesome.
The mm-hmm. festival was
nice.
2-mile drive.
We got one male-on-male hangy. It was awesome. That's fun.
So we got dropped off early. We had a little pre-drink, a little pre-party,
pre-party
early on.
Had some delicious homebrew, by the way. Delicious.
Who's oh that was the
yeah delicious
was a knockoff
yeah.
it was
yeah.
a knockoff of what
Pliny
yeah, so,
delicious.
Yeah we and then we got dropped off we went who were the first bands that we saw I don't know, Wolf Parade was the one that like set the party off
right
that,
but we watched
that
whoever was playing on we got there with some
yeah
band.
We got there before Wolf
we watched
Parade,
a little
right?
that band oh we watched some hip-hop band we got there remember those two guys yelling at us on the big stage. Then we walked over to...
Yeah, because Wolf Parade was on
Wolf
the side.
Yeah.
It was on the smaller stage.
Yeah.
So and y'all stayed.
So
y'all
this
stayed.
Festival was in two distinct areas, and it was kind of cumbersome. They'll work that out, but it was in two basically museum
It was in the museum district of Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Which sucked, because you had to...
A lot of walking.
Well, not only that, but to go to each section, you had to finish your beer...
Yes,
at that stage,
you
before you could go to the other,
the beverages.
Yeah,
that's
you had
true.
To go before you went to the other stage, which
they've
is
got a lot
bullshit.
To work out. It was a great first,
and you
attempt,
had to reshow
got
your
a
ID.
A lot of things to work through,
a
yeah.
lot of things. But you know what was good? The food was top notch.
Yeah,
did a good job with food and concessions. I thought tons of trucks. They you know they're churning food out. That wasn't bad. The venues were really once you were situated, they were comfortable in.
Yeah, yeah. Once
awesome.
You were there, it was great.
Sound was,
it was
great.
Awesome.
The visuals were awesome.
Yeah,
so
they had that down.
The modern stage was unique. It was.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It was on a reflecting pool in the water.
I
dangerous,
it.
But awesome.
I actually liked it separated from
yeah.
the people. I kind of thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I
can see though as
it.
A band, you'd think that
yeah.
was a little bit annoying.
But
yeah,
it's probably,
you're
probably like. Yeah, but crowd. It's probably kind of cool too. I mean, it's different.
Like, yeah. But like Wolf Parade, they were like,
they were
y'all need to be closer. So that's y'all stayed. I left, but apparently a bunch
of
people walked into the water.
That was a great show.
That may have been the best show. Not Run the Jewels was the best.
That record came out in 2005.
I'm
going to
go with Peter Hook and the Light.
2005.
Third best.
We get old as F. That Wolf Parade record, 2005.
Yeah. So that was great. The first time that Wolf Parade had played in Texas in over 10 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They didn't play anywhere because it's fucking Wolf Parade.
Like, well, so you say we get second tier, but what they did is they went after like...
Talent. They did.
Yeah, they pulled did, talent. They did. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but
it's
also talent that plays a tiny stage in a reflecting pool. It wasn't like, you know...
I mean, no, you're right.
But what do you expect?
No, yeah. I like the fact that it was so considerate and well thought out. Like, this is the act we need to get. Like,
yeah. No, it was...
And it was a fervent... frenzy of fans. Those fans, we were nuts.
I can't ask for more. It was the first year of a festival in our hometown.
Well,
we could take a ride a couple miles.
Yeah.
Like, we could ride normally, if the weather wasn't supposedly going to get bad, we'd ride our bikes there.
Yeah.
And we'd be there in 20 minutes.
Yep.
And that was amazing.
That'd been awesome.
Like, it's right down the street from us.
Right there, house.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. It was great.
Awesome.
And the highlight for me also were post-game beers at the World of Beer. And I don't want to name specifics or its conduct, but I heard like some racy stand up bits that would make Eddie Murphy Richard Pryor blush. That's parents' night out to me. It was some outlandish shit was said in public.
Was it
loud?
Does it have anything to do with like somebody couldn't keep something out of their mouth?
Yeah, I was like, parents' night out is heating up, and I was kind of max.
I think I know exactly who that was.
Holy hell, this is entertaining as shit! Like, you guys are going nuts. Like, we didn't get jailed.
So
it was awesome.
So I don't want to skip past the fact that Run the Jewels is as good as they were, and they always are.
They're the best band
ever. We talked about this before, but like Casino saw them in New York and in a small little venue, and you can't top that. But my wife had never seen it. She doesn't even really care for Run the Jewels. But.
Which reminds me of that funniest thing about you.
What?
When you describe Run the Jewels to your wife, you go, "Oh, you're awesome." They like hug each other and stuff. That's how you lead
but
with.
It's true.
I know, and they do. It's funny. They do. Like,
what, you know what? But that's
the funny thing about it. You're like, right. You could have, but you know, they hug each other and stuff.
Yeah.
They're rappers who love each other.
It's totally true.
Ask her about
thing.
It today.
The
She's
appeal.
Like, yeah, they're so cute on stage.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I knew she would appeal like that. What would
just the funniest thing.
Rapper.
All the things like spitting fire rhymes and dope beats and laugh. They hug each other and stuff.
Well, that's
they're like teddy
you know
bears.
What, but that, it's awesome. That's 100% what she
I know,
what attracted her to them. Like that, and you know, after the fact, she was like, "They're so cute on stage." And she and what she meant is like she loves their banter.
But you're right though, because you feel the genuine
It's genuine
for
and
two
that,
guys.
That's what
that, like,
you.
And LP
that's
always
absolutely
says,
regret.
"I found my best friend
the
at 36 years old." It's
the rhymes
amazing.
Are great.
Awesome beats,
but you know what? There's other people that can rhyme like that, and the beats are amazing. And the
chemistry,
songs, but it's a chemistry.
Actually, not that's there's not everybody who can rhyme like that
because
it's good. It's good lyrics. It's fun. It's fun.
But
it's not hard.
It's fun, but
it's
they're
not,
saying something.
They have a message.
I truly
creative.
The draw to them is their chemistry,
it's
and it's
fire.
They're genuine.
Yep, it's a real deal. Genuine. It's.
And that's what my wife is not a hip hop fan at all. But she was talking about it for days. She was like, "That was so much fun. Like, I had no idea." She had zero expectations for that.
She thought she gets your typical hip hop show. We're so
where
tough.
Like,
and we're
hype
thuggish.
Man,
and,
hype man. And,
yeah.
And
jump, put your hand. We're so tough, hard. They're like,
so y'all's was Run the Jewels. So mine was Peter Hook and the
Light.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge Joy Division fan. I'm also a huge New Order fan. And to hear one member of the actual Joy Division band play Love Will Tear Us Apart.
That was cool.
Was
that was a cool moment.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Was incredible was because he did it point on. I mean, it was perfect. It was exactly as you would want it to be without Ian Curtis. So it was that was amazing. And I looked over at somebody on the right of me and this girl, and I have to think either she was upset at her boyfriend or that she was feeling the same emotions that I was, that she was just like, she was tearing up. Like, I can't even explain. Like, I have never seen Joy Division, and I never will. He was dead before.
Good
I
chances
got
you
into
will
him.
Not see him. That is an accurate statement.
He was dead before I started listening to him, and to hear a member of that band do that song.
Yeah, and there's some
pretty powerful.
Who are like, yeah, that's I don't know, it's not the same, or it's a cheap version of it. But you know what?
But it's
it's the best we can get, and it was amazing.
That song awesome. Is dead unless the new version of New Order without Peter Hook or Peter Hook and the Light play that song. That song is dead, right? Unless there's a cover band, which is not the same.
Yeah,
that song is dead. So to hear it played live,
100%. But not only that, all the other songs that he played,
all of them,
Warsaw and
every single one of them. Yeah, Transmission.
It was cool.
Transmission was phenomenal, but Love Will Tear Us Apart. Yeah, oh my god,
that's the one. That's the one. It was fun.
I would have paid whatever we paid for the whole show. I'd have paid that for that one song. That's how good that song was.
So did y'all go hard as fuck in on Sunday? Did y'all go pretty hard?
We went pretty hard. I was struggling
Early on.
Yeah, Monday was hard.
So Casino took Sunday off.
I was going to see my world's worst fucking baseball team again. Fucking shitheads.
Which was a bad idea.
I had fun.
We took it easy for the most part.
I had funner.
Sunday we kind of eased our way into things, and it was like the crowd was a lot smaller. It was a small crowd both days. Because there was a big storm that was supposed to come in, and people they pushed the start date back or start time back on Saturday.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that you know led to some smaller crowds both days, but Sunday was especially a small crowd.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool.
Like, if you were there, it was cool. Other than the wind, Sunday, it was a great day. Cool. It was a pretty day. Yeah, it was really a little windy. It was pretty windy.
So after Peter Hook and the Light, we went over the main stage, and then that was a Purity
that
Ring.
That was Purity Ring, yeah.
And they, you know, I'm not a Purity Ring fan. I couldn't even tell you any of their songs, but they entertained.
That was cool.
It was so cool. They're very...
The light show was cool.
The light show. Like, her voice is cool. Awesome. Yeah. The beats were cool. Like, the whole thing about it, like, the way to close it out... It was just like, once it was done, you're like, man, what a fucking awesome festival that was.
Yeah.
Let's go get drunk.
And Toby, you had the kids.
Yes. Okay. So Saturday
was festive day. Sunday, you had the kids.
Saturday was parents' night out. Yeah. We got crazy, apparently.
Yeah, we did.
Sunday, we took the boys.
Ridiculous. Like
we took the boys Sunday, and we had friends that took their kids. And it was cool. It was actually really cool. It was really laid back.
Worked out well.
The smaller crowd was even a little better. But your wife left and we stayed, right? It was you.
Yeah. So the wife and the kids stayed.
Tapped out about.
We all were there for Quaker City Nighthawks.
Tapped out about five or six.
Hey, Quaker City.
I would love to sing Quaker City.
Quaker City's new songs, amazing.
Like, the new ones.
I think their new record is going to be like,
next level.
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
Anyway, so then... they stayed for that, and then they stayed for Nathaniel Rateliff.
They left about six then,
and
probably.
And took off.
After Nathaniel Rateliff, they left.
And then the dads.
The dads stayed.
Made some poor decisions.
We just drank. We just kept drinking. We
were having a good time.
Did we go out after?
We had a beer at World of Beer again.
That's right.
I was up till 3 in the morning that Sunday. My buddy came in town, and... We went to Hooligans after the Ranger game, had a nice late dinner at Woodshed, almost shut down Republic, came back.
A bigger night than we did.
Sunday got torn up.
Yeah. So that brings me to another thing. So like on Monday, like how long does it take you to recover?
Recovery?
I
mean, to feel myself, it takes like 36 hours.
Yeah, me too. Like I wasn't better until Tuesday. I wasn't horrible, but... My shit wasn't right. My boat wasn't floating right.
But
Tuesday.
We went out to dinner at Cannon on Monday, so I had to keep going. So I kept making on Monday.
Yeah, Monday was rough for me.
Yeah, Monday was tough. I had to go to a fairly big meeting.
This is how tipsy dads do it.
Yeah. Monday morning, like I had
rough,
like,
just cough, barely, just coughing.
But it wasn't. Adrenaline. It wasn't even a hangover.
No,
right?
It was just it's the level of fatigue. Your body's
just fatigue.
I'm just so tired.
I'm just beat. I'm just beat.
Yeah, especially me. I mean, you know me. I do it all. I do the Pedialyte coconut water emergency.
I did the coconut water. I think.
I do it all. It's the fatigue. I feel. Yeah. I don't feel terrible, but I feel tired.
I'm tired
and sluggish and just not sharp. But you just. I have no headache. I don't have an upset.
Exactly. No headache.
I'm just tired.
You're like, am I hungover?
No,
I'm tired. So.
But you can't sleep because your brain is doing that.
Yeah. It's not synapsing.
It's doing that rat.
It's
not.
It's, things aren't triggering.
Yeah. Hey, that's it. It's just the life we choose. And then we go, and then some of us, not me, bike 50 miles a day. And then.
Hey, so the beer.
Delicious. That's why we drink it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's mellowed a ton.
It has.
In 1 year.
So yeah, are we saying we should let bourbon barrel stouts sit for at least a year?
No, I mean, I think
is that what we're saying?
No, I think they're both delicious.
I believe that's what we're saying.
I love them hot and I love them mellow.
I love them mellow.
They're both different. That's why you're mellow.
Yeah, exactly. But
I think they're both distinctly different, and I can appreciate both. Because Mellow and I drink, or Toby and I drink a lot of bourbon, so we mm-hmm. like a little fire and a little heat.
You're right. And I don't. A little bit, yeah. I don't like the fire.
Not ridiculous, in general, but a little.
In general, like I like it to chill out a little bit, but Mellow, you like to sit on like certain beers that you shouldn't sit on. Like
no.
KBS you should never sit on because
yes,
coffee,
you should.
No, coffee, you want that coffee. You want to taste that coffee. That's what makes that beer so beautiful.
Sort of. I hear you.
I hear, but I end up sitting on them. And I know too. I end up sitting on them because
I know so that argument is valid.
You should,
because
though,
coffee
stuff you should.
Coffee
but it's
does
such a
drop.
Good beer that the sweetness is awesome stuff.
But I don't think coffee drops so much that if you sit on it for a year, your coffee is still there, and your alcohol, your bourbon and burn drops. And there's something to be said about a smooth, clean drinking beer.
Yeah,
that's got that bourbon taste, but doesn't burn as it goes.
I will
down.
Say that this so where this is a 1 year old.
Yeah,
Uncle James.
Is that what it said?
A year and a half, February 2016. Yeah. So
I mean,
we're getting,
usually even a
year
and
a couple of months.
So usually, even a year, this beer is still really
usually
hot. This is really smooth. Like really,
this is really nice
because it's 17%. It didn't taste
17.1.
Like yeah, it does not taste like it.
17.1.
Also, I want to just a quick addendum. One of our fans just
February 2016
emailed me, reminded me that yes, I got a whole boomstick dumped on me at that Ranger game on Sunday.
Oh, did you really?
All on my back.
The Sunday of the Fortress Festival.
Yes.
Sunday. Oh, that was a, that
me,
was a really
what is
windy.
What is a boomstick?
It's that ridiculous Idiocracy food, that 2 foot
oh,
long.
Oh, it's the food. It's the
chili cheese.
What, they hit a home
2 run?
2 foot
long hot dog loaded up
with
bullshit.
All the shit, right? Like dumped right on my back.
Did somebody hit a home run and they did
no,
that?
No, just
or?
Some jackass being a fucking jackass. Because who orders that bullshit? Fucking idiots. Fucking, lack of a better term,
a retards. Family of 10.
Non-PC, I know, but just, yeah, could feed 8 people. And the guy like took 4 bites and was just hanging out with it. And then something happened. It's on my back. Luckily, I was wearing a jacket, so it didn't get affected me. I just peeled the jacket off and left.
Is
I left.
The jacket,
my seat,
is the jacket ruined?
Jacket's not ruined. It's fine. My seat was a disaster, so I couldn't sit anymore. I had to get the fuck out of there because my seat's just chili and cheese on my fucking seat.
Did he
seat.
Apologize?
No, just like a stunned jacket. It's like, well, I couldn't talk, and I just got up and I walked the fuck out of there. Because I had my backpack, I had my computer, and I had all my shit with me because you never know. I had the fuck out of there.
That's rough, man.
I will say this.
What do you do? Like,
yeah. I went down.
You either
down.
Punch him in the face or you be cool you about it.
I was,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Or you be cool about it.
I mean, they're every fucking game, so I was chill. I went down to...
I guess they were not there again. They're not season 2.
No, they're some assholes. Went to customer relations, whatever, and they gave us new seats and a t-shirt. They made me a free t-shirt. And
oh, nice.
I was like, all right, cool. And then went to the club and the outfield and had drinks. And
yeah.
Watched another fucking loss, so...
Your buddy was in town, though?
He was, after he came in after that game, he was at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie loading up on vinyl.
Oh, cool.
Met us at Hooligans after the game.
My favorite record store.
Yeah, he went to there in Docks and just loaded. He
yeah.
He loaded up, just bought tons.
Forever Young.
Yeah.
That's where I used to go in high school.
Yep.
So speaking of t-shirts, free shirts. So
I
can
got
we
a free shirt at Fortress.
I got a free shirt from Real Ale. So
I got one.
I think I talked to you guys about this, but obviously this is good for the podcast. So we drank a Mysterium
Verum.
Is that what it was? It's the coffee.
Oh, the yeah. Okay. I know this.
Well,
yeah.
No, it was Mysterium Coffeeum.
So Mysterium Verum is the series.
We drank the Coffisar.
Coffisar. Yeah.
Which
you
is
go.
part of their. Yeah.
Okay. So we opened a Real Ale. This was about 3 weeks ago, and I don't think we broadcasted it on the podcast, but we opened a...
No, we did. It was the last
we did?
Podcast. Yeah,
okay.
We did it here.
So it was
been a couple months. But yeah.
And we
was
don't
that
listen
the last?
To it.
That was the last podcast. So, son of a bitch. We've all aged 10 years at last
well,
podcast.
And Toby listens to our podcasts. And
no, it actually
and we don't.
After the podcast. It may have been like after...
No,
finished was, podcasting. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we drank
anyway,
it. And we noted it was sour. I was like,
anyway,
sour
we
beer.
Drank it and it was sour.
Was not intended to be.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. So we drank it and we're like, what's going on here? There's something weird. But we drank it and we finished it. And about a month or so later, I saw a post from Real Ale that said, hey, that Mysterium what's the word?
Infected.
Infected. Yeah. So it was infected. So if you bought one, you can get one of three things. You can get a refund, or we'll give you another Mysterium coffee, or we'll give you a t-shirt. But you have to prove to us that you had this beer.
Right.
So luckily for me, I'm a member of Total Wine.
Okay.
And Total Wine, I went to them and I was like, hey, I had this beer. Can you prove it? And they're like, yeah, if you were a member, yeah, well, here's your receipt. They printed it up for me. And I went, hopped online and emailed the person. And I said, hey, I had this beer. It was sour. So just in case you were wondering, yeah, that was bad too. So 1 week later, I got a t-shirt. A really cool t-shirt. So I opted for the t-shirt because I don't know when I could get the other two things. So I got a t-shirt, and it's like this green, cool, real ale t-shirt from those guys that, you know, they gave me for having a bad beer, which I think is pretty cool.
No, that's
because
cool.
Some yeah, people...
That's making it right.
Yeah.
Rangers
yeah.
make it right. Real ale makes it right.
So yeah.
Who makes it right for you? Anybody made it right for you lately?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I was thinking of Brooklyn. Like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying. It's Kawinky Dink. Yeah. Recently, they made it right.
I'm just I think you're getting at something that I'm
no, I'm not. I'm just throwing it out okay. there. Like,
well, I actually have a similar story.
You brought
story.
Chicken. Yeah. Shit, that made it right.
I do have a similar story, though. So, Brooklyn Black Ops.
Yeah.
You know, it's like almost a $30 bottle of beer. Like, it's their bourbon barrel aged stout, whatever. So it's been like 3 years, 4 years since I bought one at Specs in Fort Worth, and I took it home. I put it up in the closet because I was going to save it for whenever, cellar it. And then the next morning, my mother stayed the night with us for whatever reason. I think she's watching the kids. We had a night out or whatever. But she wakes up and she's like, there's like something leaking from your pantry." And so we finally figured out that it's the bottle of the Black Ops had exploded, and like it was like a door had opened on the bottle. It was like boom, the thing had
like
opened
the front
up,
of it,
the front
blew
just
up,
like
blew
opened
off.
Up, wow. And like all, it started, you know, obviously it was in the top, and it started leaking down, made a big mess. And I was like, what the hell? That was weird. Like, I don't understand what the hell happened. So I posted it. It was back when like the Facebook. Texas let's talk craft beer thing was kind of new before it got a little snarky, and I kind of stopped paying attention to it. Anyway, I posted on that. I was like, has anybody ever had this happen to them? And one of the Brooklyn reps for the area for DFW was on there, and she contacted me, and she's like, I can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
She personally came to the house, delivered a t-shirt.
A whole care package, man.
A t-shirt.
Hug you.
A new bottle of Black Ops. A glass. And I guess that was it. But anyway, she just replaced the bottle, gave me a t-shirt, gave me a glass, and like came to my house and personally delivered it. I was like, wow, that's service. Like, that's
shit. All
right.
That's dope.
Let me give you one more
story.
Even
though we stopped drinking that beer.
Yeah.
Cause it's like $34 bucks. Yeah. It's really not that good.
It's okay. So, I mean, it's a good beer, but it's not.
Let me give you one more story. So my friend, we ride out in Las Colinas, and we did a big ride, and then somebody had a Shannon's cream ale, the Irish cream ale, or whatever their cream ale was.
Yeah.
So he had it, and it was his first time having it.
That is a local DFW beer that's made out in the fucking suburbs somewhere.
Keller?
Fire Brewed.
Yeah. So anyway, he had one, and he didn't like it. So, and he likes cream ale, but he was like, so he emailed me, and he's like, hey, man, I had that Shannon's cream ale. I didn't like it. Normally, I like cream ales, but, you know, maybe I didn't mean to drink it after we rode all those miles and whatever. So I posted on Untappd, and I gave it 2 stars or 1.5 stars. Okay. And he posted, you know, it wasn't very good beer, blah, blah, blah. Next day, Shannon had a representative from Shannon had posted back, hey, or actually they emailed him privately and like, what's wrong with our beer? You know, why did you give it 2 stars? Blah, blah, blah. And just kind of gave him a guilt trip, right? For giving it 2 stars. And
did
he
offer him anything?
Nothing. So he emailed me and he goes, hey, man, I give this beer 2 stars.
It's all me, dog.
We're all good. Everybody's
casino
good. Everybody's safe.
Well,
we just had a small hurricane.
Casino crash.
Tornado.
It was trying to grab it.
I think it was an earthquake. I think we all survived.
Ooh, speaking of, go ahead, finish your story.
Yeah, let me finish.
I apologize.
So he emailed me and he's like, hey, you know, what's the protocol here? He's like, I was on Untappd, and he's checked in a shit ton of beers. So it's not like he's new to the game. And he's like, I just didn't like the beer. Why do you know?
Stop accosting me.
I don't like this shit. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. He's basically saying I'm being accosted. I was telling him, I was like, well, maybe if you don't like the beer, you state that you didn't like it at the time.
Give him reasons why, because
I was saying everybody goes on Untappd.
Yeah.
Like it's the go-to source, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're going to give something two stars, you need to go ahead and say, this is the reason why. I think it's a bad can.
I put that on.
That's a nice thing to do, but you shouldn't be obligated.
That was kind of the conversation we had.
No, the brewer should come to you. I totally agree. But I will try to explain to other drinkers why I gave.
That's what I was telling him. I was like,
I don't give a shit about the brewery. I'll try to explain to other people that I care about. Like, hey, I think I had a bad can, so I'll put it on there. I think it's a bad can. Yeah, I think
that makes sense.
Or even posting something such as, this beer is gross. Or something, but I don't know.
If it's something I don't like, I just at least want to be constructive. Yeah. I don't like it because of these reasons. It's really easy to go, the beards you spent your life making, sex balls, fuck you. But I want to at least say,
you know what?
Overcarbed, I don't like the grassy
That's a society we live in now, everything is so microcosm.
I'd give you reasons why I think it sucks, because I think it reflects on me to say my palate can pick up this and it sucks because of this.
I appreciate that, and I know the brewers.
That's fine. I don't give a shit. Well, I do it more for beer drinkers, though.
But the breweries are there listening,
right?
So you're telling me
I will challenge him to a fist fight.
You're telling me Shannon sucks, but Shannon is sitting right here in the middle of us two, going,
contact me.
"Why do I suck?"
Okay, here's what annoys me though. Back to this Fort Worth. The Facebook page, this Texas Let's Talk Craft Beer thing, and this thing used to get I don't pay attention to it anymore, so maybe it still does. But for a while there, people get like all upset because people would post a picture
bagging
of drinking a beer and like, this beer sucks. And then you get all these people who are like, you can't just say a beer sucks. You gotta explain to me, you gotta go take a lesson. You gotta be a Cicerone and explain to me the tasting notes and why this beer
does not. I disagree with that as well. I think that's wrong.
People can have their opinions, but not everybody has to be as educated as you.
Educated. Say if you have a bad burger, the burger sucks. Okay, so what part of the burger sucked? So I can know, was the bread gross? Was it undercooked?
Was it raunchy? People who were just like hardcore, like they would be like on their ass. Like,
yeah, I know.
Explain to me why that's equally wrong. Like, you know what? Some people just don't have that. Like, they just don't like it. Like, and you know what? And they're not as educated.
And that's what he was saying.
Like, people, not everybody is that educated, so they can describe tasting notes.
But the flip side is, why take the time to put a picture and post it and then be a jackass if you can't explain why this beer sucks? That's the flip side. But sucks, just say it sucks. Don't drink it.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to go in and take this picture, make a big showcase.
And that was my argument.
This beer sucks.
That was my argument. Okay.
It sucks, just don't drink it, and then it sucks.
Yeah.
So in that respect, I think it's wrong to accost them, but don't just be a jackass. Also,
right? But if you're an Irish,
I'm gonna take the time.
That's a good point.
But if you're an Irish cream beer drinker and you say Shannon,
the 1% of the world, that's the Irish cream demographic.
But you know it well enough.
They live under the bridge.
So you drink a Shannon, you go, well, this isn't. And I don't drink Irish cream.
Only leprechauns drink Irish cream ale.
But you say this isn't good, right? Yeah. I can do it on bourbon barrel beers. I can be like, yeah, this ain't right. This just doesn't taste right. But to have somebody from the brewery kind of, I don't know if they're accosting you
or if they're just accosted.
It sort of is, right?
That's being accosted.
It sort of is. Like, go change your opinion.
Yeah.
Because why do you think it's a 2?
It should be a 4. No,
it's.
Everybody has their opinion. Yeah. Let the dollar decide.
That's a very good point, Casino. That like you don't have to post anything at all, but at the same time, like you shouldn't have to be an expert to be able to.
No, you shouldn't have to. But I mean, you're gonna get
and
that
I,
kind of.
I feel like that's because you know what? I've been drinking craft beer for a long time, and I still suck at describing tasting.
I think, for the record, I think it's jackassery on both sides.
Yeah,
sure. It's complete jackassery on both sides.
Yeah, and y'all have had this conversation with me before. Is like, I'm like, Before I go buy a beer, I used to check Beer Advocate. And you're like, just buy the fucking beer.
Buy it, drink
just
it,
buy and it, and drink it, and then you decide.
Feel about it. Taste it.
But I used to base mine on Beer Advocate, and you're right, because there's some people who'll just be like, no, I don't like it, because it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, and they weren't in the mood for an IPA.
Well, and it's also like people, you're likely to rate a Pliny higher because you've heard how awesome Pliny
fucker.
Is. Mm-hmm. Something like that. You know,
it's or a heady topper.
Taste that bullshit.
All right. So what do we got?
This is the brand new batch of 2017 Sierra Nevada Optimum. And I know all these fuckheads are like, Sierra Nevada, been around forever. Fuck, you know, Sierra Nevada. All their beers are fucking badass, and they fuck up all these new school assholes making bullshit. That's all I'm going to say.
This is why I have to put explicit
Sierra
lyrics
Pale Ale
is
the shit. Celebration's incredible. Torpedo, Fresh Torpedo's legit. And this shit right here is fucking badass. There's hops in there. There are hops in there, and they're not fucking around.
Oh, shit.
This is what all these fucking breweries try to make, and it is fucking... Mm. The color is fucking unbelievable. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a nice... Yeah.
And it smells like...
Smell that, man. That gives you allergies just from smelling it.
It is fucking legit. These are like the OGs of craft beer, and this shit is fucking fire.
So why haven't they sold out yet?
I don't know.
They kind of have.
Have they?
No,
kind
of. Like full craft, they don't sell out to fucking shit.
Really?
They're just big as fuck.
They're just
they're just national.
I think actually, they're so big that they
aren't
they don't
big
need to.
By some
Which is the same standard. As Real Ale. Real Ale should never sell out.
They're right behind Boston Beer Company. They're like their number two behind Boston.
I had this conversation with somebody, and we were talking about
really sell out.
Same with Avery.
But they're so fucking.
Avery should never sell out. They have no reason, right?
I mean,
the owners are rich as shit.
Reason. Like, they should give you a lot of money. Yeah.
No, but the owners of Avery have to have
$1 billion.
Doesn't matter. This is my argument.
I think that matters.
$1 billion matters.
I'm going to write you a check for $1 billion.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
If you go to Adam Avery and they give him $1 billion, be like, yeah, okay, cool.
I disagree.
He'll go brew some more beer.
He's doing exactly what he loves.
Adam Brewery.
He's making a shit ton of money.
I don't know.
And he's enjoying where he lives.
Billy.
We've talked about this. It's the whole
same
just
podcast.
Like,
just
walking away.
Hey, just go back to the other.
About this?
Go back to the other podcast.
Yeah. Like, I'm out.
Go back to the other podcast.
I'll stick.
You can hear this.
Listen to previous. And I'm not going to drink any BCBS moving forward.
There we go. We're almost back to this point.
I'm done.
So I had one question. Let me go back full circle here because a lot we talk about is getting older and how we deal with things. And we talk about recovery and stuff. Toby and I play on the softball team. Oh, and Toby's been training like crazy. The funniest thing is I'm never more sore than after a damn softball game.
Why does softball hurt so much?
I think it's just
it's dirt and a grass. We run around. We don't really run around.
It's supposed to be a contact sport.
And we're sore as shit the next day. I'm like, knees, my ankles are all like hips are all. I'm like down the stairs all gingerly.
You know, it's
do anything.
It's sprinting. Like you don't if you're not like
it's
if you don't
start,
warm yourself
it's
up.
It's the start or, and stop also to run the base.
No,
to base.
I think it's the swinging. Of the bat.
No,
it's all of it.
Who the fuck does that?
It's everything.
You don't do
it's
that any other time than the time you're playing softball. You don't make that motion.
Oh, like
that
your
motion.
Back and your
head.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother
me. So you
me.
Wake
it's
up in the
waist.
Morning?
For me, it's waist down and my shoulder from throwing. It's like it's all the joints.
Yeah.
The swing doesn't bother me. What's funny is how horrible we are. Like, we're terrible.
Y'all are.
We're
team?
Old and we're slow. We're
no,
not
your
athletic.
Team is terrible.
Yeah.
But
what's y'all's record?
Is,
we haven't won a game.
We're 0-10 or 11. Like, I don't know. We have
awful.
Yet to win a game.
We're
awful. Weren't y'all pretty good last year?
We had a surprising.
The thing is, we're not.
So
like,
who left?
Like, no. We're like
as
the Rangers. We had
a
magical year.
We're not a bad.
All of our players
are okay.
Toby, yeah. We're a bad. We're a bad team.
No, we're not a bad team.
Yeah.
We
got
just
super
can't
collectively,
lucky.
You're
no,
bad.
No, we're bad. We got super lucky last year. We're horrible defensively. Horrible.
Well, apparently,
no,
you're
we're
horrible
just
if you're 0-11.
No, we are bad.
No.
No, I've seen. No, I've been on good teams. We're bad.
I'm
going to
agree with Casino.
And I'm equally
if
terrible.
You're 0-11,
that's why I catch. We're bad defensively. That's the key in softball.
You
have to be airtight defensively.
Yeah, you can't say you're
good.
Think
about how many ground balls skip through, how many bad throws you make.
We don't have a lot of ground
balls
skip through.
Dude, a ton, yes. A million, dude. This, we leave so many out.
When we have,
we
our
have like
guys,
six out. I call them six out. Seven
didn't
out
you have
innings.
A 10-run rule?
Oh yeah,
we've gotten run ruled several times.
We're just not. But you know what? We're old. Like, same thing. We're older. We have other.
Are they younger?
To do.
Are the teams you're playing
no,
are
the guys
younger?
Guys play like what I call the professional lifer softball player. You know,
yeah.
Like, a lot of baseball.
Y'all
pants,
are doing it for fun.
A lot
they're
of baseball pants
for,
out there.
We, that's their thing.
We drink a lot. Like,
that's their thing.
Just hang out.
That is their one night.
Yeah, no.
Like, you love cycling.
I get that.
This is their
yeah,
one night.
Yeah,
this is their thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
like,
that.
Like, this is their thing.
This is their thing.
This is the thing we do on
like
a Wednesday.
Like, they go to the batting cages, yeah, and they...
This is just their...
They do grounders. They yeah. get together on a Wednesday and take care of
this
grounders.
This is their
and,
thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is... For us, it's one thing we do on one night to drink beer and have some laughs, because we have other things going on, and we train and do whatever. This is their thing.
Yeah.
This is their try. Mm-hmm. This is their half try. This is fucking it.
Hey,
we
so...
We get our fucking ass kicked every week.
We're 50 minutes into it. That's how awesome our
like,
conversations
we can do like
are.
5-0. We can do like a symbol. We have to tell us.
All right, so we, okay, so real quick, we haven't even talked about the fact. That, just what? Continue on
that
really
your,
quick.
That your butt. That your butt hurts.
Well, see, I got a sore butt. Got a sore butt, but you know, actually, I think I'm gonna be okay because I've done a swim, I've done a run, and I've done a bike workout since then. So,
guys, got a half try coming up, and yeah. does some leaping,
next weekend.
Crazy thing at home plate, flying around, yeah. trying to score.
The next conversation or the next podcast we will have.
It's gonna be about fucking
we'll have
next podcast.
We'll have Toby having done
next podcast. We start with fucking Chariots of Fire on this shit.
Assuming I survive the swim.
Yeah, it might just be two of us.
Yeah, you guys might have
a... We might have a guest.
He
a
might
guest
be
host.
Taps.
Son of a bitch. We got to get that trust fund.
Oh, Toby. Remember him? He was awesome.
He could drink beer. He could drink lots
until
of beer.
Until he swam.
How couldn't he float better?
Well, I was going to mention the fact that the last softball game, I had a ridiculous collision at the plate where I shouldn't have gone, and I fell and hurt myself.
Here's glute.
But that's fine. So but the tender. End of the game, the game ended as we were trying to make a little comeback. I think we're down two runs.
Get my best hit of the year.
Yeah, we were on a roll. We were coming back.
We were rolling.
And long story short, we got
our boy.
Our comeback got stopped short, but our guy was rounding third to go home. Wasn't going to make it, so he came back. He was trying to.
He's coming back to third.
We had two guys on third base at one time. Oh. It was one of those.
And this is the year that we're having. He dove back to third, dislocated his shoulder.
Just flew out of the socket.
Did he hit
the
base or did he hit the other player?
He was safe by a mile because they didn't throw to him.
Yeah. He just leaps like a crazy man. And you couldn't tell it was that bad. And you heard this guttural scream. And his shoulder is jacked up. I think the funniest part is everybody runs out there and all the advice he gets in that instant. And they're like, move it. Move the shoulder. He's like doing arm exercises.
Give me
screaming.
Your arm. Give
he's
me
like,
your
I'm
arm.
Like, I'd rather like, don't move the arm. Don't stop doing that. And they like tell him to reach back and do all this bullshit.
I was the first one on the scene, and I had no idea what to say.
I
to
do exactly. I was in the dugout, and I was like,
I've seen Lethal Weapon, and like everybody, like you just pop it back into place. Like, surely somebody here knows how to just pop back into place.
I
was not that guy.
I didn't notice the injury at first.
Nobody
so
said, give me your arm.
I didn't notice the injury.
Slam it into a post.
Because I was so stunned how the turn of that play, how it all went down. I was like, couldn't believe it. I was watching. And I had no idea he was hurt.
Been safe by mom. They made a great play. But I don't know.
Our intrepid advice of taking the extra base and put fuck really screwed us.
So
we had like four outs in the base pass that cost us 1,000 runs. The bases were always loaded. Yeah. And it ended innings. It was funny if it weren't for all the severe injuries that we incurred.
We saw him tonight. So he's dislocated his shoulder, right? He's in a sling.
Yeah.
He's in a sling.
He is in a sling. He's a one-arm bandit.
And we lost the game.
And we lost.
We lost another game.
Two severe injuries.
We're still straight defeated.
How many more games do y'all have?
I don't fucking have no idea.
I think we have two games. We still have a chance to pull one out.
I have no idea. We're terrible. We're not a good team.
What do you mean?
So, you know what we haven't talked about tonight is, well, I guess we kind of have. It's like raising kids while we do all this crazy shit.
Don't let us teach them how to play fucking softball because they're going to fucking be shitty.
But it's funny because like going to the concert, we were just talking about going to the concerts and you know, we have kids through all this shit and like how you figure it all out, how you can do what we do as an activity, whether you do a half try or whether you play softball or whatever, go to the show, go to the festival, and you try and raise kids. And I guess we're managing, right? I mean, they're not dead.
I mean, I do my best, man. Give it all I got. Who's asleep? I'm losing sleep over this shit.
You're like the good uncle. You're like the uncle.
You're the best uncle.
Let's
give him over to Uncle Casino.
You just got
to
bring toys over. That's all you got to do.
I don't know. Like, this whole training for this triathlon, like, I have been an asshole dad. I feel like the weekends especially, I just have to, you know, like, I'm not around a bunch.
Yeah.
Although I am coaching my kids' baseball team.
No, you're doing a shit ton.
They're having a down year, too. Right? Fuck it. They're having a down year as well. Yeah. Yeah. They were champions last year. Magical season.
But, like, one kid takes priority now. Like, the other kid is playing soccer, and so I have to miss his games because I have to go ride my bike. We'll figure it out.
What were we talking about one day? One time we were talking about shit. We were bullshitting and stuff, and you were venting about something. And you were going, blah, 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 blah. And damn it, I'm not even that good of a dad. That's
all you said. It's hard to be a good dad.
It's hard to be good at anything. Hard to be good at fucking anything.
Yeah.
It's hard to be good at.
If you could focus on one, you probably could be good at it. But who wants to focus on one thing? Like if you focus on being a good dad, you're going to be shitty at everything else you do.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
So if you focus on being a really good employee, you can be shitty at being a good dad. So you just section yourself off. You section yourself off. You're like, I'm good at work. I'm pretty good at being a dad. I'm pretty good at being an athlete. You know, so you just kind of.
And if you're too good of a dad, they get all this fucking attention. They think the whole world works that way. Like, no, world will give a shit about you. Yeah. World will give a fuck.
You be a mom.
You're just one person in this world.
Well, and if you're that good of a dad, they'll be gone like before you know it. And then what do you do? Well,
yeah.
What do you do? Nothing. Then they're gone. You're.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
At least now
you're
a
good
booze.
Granddad.
Yeah.
Go see granddad. Yeah. No,
Don't bring that up.
No, I'm not. I'm
you're, anti. You're the closest. You're the closest to all of us.
To being a granddad?
Yeah. I mean, you are. Just do the math. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying do the math. You're the closest.
She's 12.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Mathematically speaking.
No, mathematically speaking, you're right.
I mean, we're talking a decade. We're talking 15 years.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Yeah. You never know. 15 years. Yeah. Hopefully 20.
She's my oldest daughter is going next year. It's almost summer. She's going into eighth grade. It's crazy to me. Eighth grade. That's 1 year away from high school.
We'll push the 2 decades. That is, we'll do the 2 decades thing.
That is blowing my freaking mind.
See? So, I got my buddies from college. They got kids that are 16, 17 now. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
My kids.
I had my kids.
You're driving now, huh? Okay, cool.
Yeah. I had my kids when I was 26 or 27. So, I mean,
they'd be 22, 23, and they had theirs. They had theirs early.
Shit, in the 30s.
The driving thing seems scarier.
It's surreal. Driving.
Like, just the driving. Like, once they're actually driving on their own.
Like, I was watching you get your ass whipped. Yeah. They give me the keys to the car now. What the hell?
Scary. You want to know why I want to be on my bicycle all the time?
It's because not if they're driving.
On the gravel. No, on the gravel. On the trails. On the gravel.
Well, so, will you guys buy her a car? Have you guys like gotten into those conversations?
It's only 4 years. Give her the truck.
Okay. No. Yeah. So here's my joke is that I told my daughter when she was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I said, "You're spoiled." She's like, "Why is that?" And I said, "Because I've already bought you a car. Oh. I'm driving it right now, but I've already bought you a car." So
why you're plotting a new car. The last podcast.
My car that'll have over 200,000 miles on it.
I'm eyeballing something new. Oh, that's what's working now.
That's her car. So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, when she hits 16, which is when kids want their cars, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
You're entitled to it by at that point.
She'll be a sophomore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not even gonna.
When did you guys start driving? 16? Like everybody else?
15.
I'm from Louisiana. 14.
Yeah. 12. Are you serious? You're already driving. You were 12. You're driving.
I think I got into my first accident at 15.
Well, I probably still. Yeah.
Maybe 14. Was I 14?
What was your first car?
Okay, so like officially.
First car, yeah. Your first official car.
All right, so I'm an asshole.
Give me the year, and give me the car, and give me everything.
We can tell by the podcast. We know.
So my first car that was given to me,
yeah,
my brother's like a smart guy, and he's done a bunch of different things. And for one summer, like when he was young, everybody's older than all my siblings are older than me. Anyway, so for one summer, he decided he wanted to learn about cars. So he went to a mechanic that was like up the road from where we lived. And he's like, I want to learn how to fix cars. I'll work for basically nothing. I just want to learn. And so he did that. He got paid. But he also got a little cheap little
beater
Fiero.
And I was in a
fiberglass Fiero, man. They're fiberglass.
Yeah,
a Pontiac, like, small Pontiac
Fiero.
Tiny little, like, they look like a Ferrari, except they're not.
Mostly fiberglass. They're like fiberglass. Yeah. They're like light as shit, small.
Yeah.
So he probably paid
like a few hundred bucks for that. Like, I don't know. Probably less than 1,000 bucks for it. And he's like, hey, he came to me. He's like, I was 15, I guess 15 years old. He's like, let's work on this car together. Like, we'll fix this thing up. Like, we'll get it to go. Yeah. Like, he was all excited about it. And I was like, an asshole. This is actually one of the things I regret to this day. I was too cool. I didn't say yes. I was like, I want to go hang out with my friends. I don't want to fix this car up. Like,
hey, who does that sound like, Toby?
I know. Yeah. Like, I'm going to deal with this.
No, that's the boys.
Like my kids are going to do this. Oh. You know, so anyway, so that was kind of my official first car, but not really because I didn't actually drive it. But that was the first car I was given. My brother, like, think of that. Like, your brother gives you a car. Like, let's do this together and let's fix this thing up.
And
I was an asshole and said, you know, I don't have time for that. I got to go do what I'm doing.
We all have those stories, man. My old man that won this car in one of those, like, Super Bowl Square bullshits won a car.
Oh, shit, really?
Like a 72, some Chevy. Big ass, awesome boat car, two door, great condition, dope as shit. Me being a little fucking spoiled, fucking jackass. I don't want that. I want a new pickup truck. I don't want that. It was the dopest car. I could have driven that fucker. Simple machine, beautiful. It was awesome. But I didn't want it because it was the new. It wasn't new.
So did you drive it? Like,
no, it just sat in the fucking backyard. Yeah. We sold it.
Yeah,
like, it was dope as fuck.
My
killed to have that car right now, man.
Yeah. Yeah, my very first car was a 1979 Buick LeSabre, and in a parking lot. These cars are freaking huge. And I was pulling out of a parking lot, and I hit two cars trying to come out of the parking spot.
So big.
So my parents took it away from me and got me a little B2000, a little Datsun.
The Datsun
little blue trucks that he's like, you can handle this one.
So my official first car that I actually drove was a Chevy S10.
Yeah.
Like a maroon Chevy S10 with an extended cab, and I had that car actually from high school through college and like a couple years after college.
Dope.
Like, I had it forever. That's the thing. That's cool. I keep my cars forever. And it's kind of pathetic how long I keep my cars.
No, nothing wrong with that.
I had an 8-ball. It was a 7-ball because it matched the car. It was a maroon 7-ball.
I was thinking something else. But okay.
A what?
For the it was stick a, it shift. Was a standard. Standard. So it was a stick shift.
My first truck was standard.
What is a 7-ball?
So the 7-ball, like, you know, like cue
the color.
Ball, pull.
Oh, the color of the cue ball. Your shifter.
Billiard ball. Billiard. Yeah,
the color of your shifter. Right.
My first wreck.
May have had stickers with my name on it. I don't know, but it won't.
In script?
Maybe. Nah, not that. Like, my own design. It was.
It said Toby.
Toby. My first wreck, I had my old man's Land Cruiser. Backed it up through a fire hydrant. Shredded the side panel, popped the tire, fire hydrant. It was awesome. It was terrible. My ass whooped.
Yeah.
Just shredded that last quarter panel. Fixed it, but it was awesome. It was like just a can opener. Just fire hydrant didn't move. Just torture that thing. Nothing.
Fire hydrants. That's so, what they should make cars out of, fire hydrants.
Oh, it'd be so heavy. Trying to bust drives, pressing chats. Pick up some chicks at night, didn't see that fire hydrant, and just backed up and shredded it.
So my first, back in the day, I would steal my sister's car in the middle of the night. We'd roll her little Honda Civic.
Push it.
We'd push it out in the car, into Jesus the street. Christ. I was not old enough to drive. I was probably 14, 15. And we'd just go cruise. We turn that bitch on, go cruise.
Play your songs. Just
cruising around. Thank God I never got arrested or But I did drive. My other brother had a beater car, and I took that. My mom didn't know that I was driving. I was going to a friend's house who was not very far, a couple miles from where I lived. But it was I had to cross a busy intersection, and it was a little rainy. It just started raining. The roads are slick. I'd slam on the brakes, or I'd hit the brakes, and it ended slamming her too hard. I just skidded right into the intersection, and another guy with his, at the time, badass Trans Am slammed right into me. But it was obviously my fault. And so cops came, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have insurance because I wasn't supposed to be driving. I didn't have a license. I didn't have a permit. I didn't have any of that. And my mom didn't know shit. She didn't know what she was doing. She came to the scene, obviously. The cops that questioning her. She said,
take him to jail.
Yeah. No, they asked she was like, I don't like him anyway. They asked her if she knew that I was if she'd give me permission, and she said, I knew he was going to go to his friend's house, and so they gave her a big ass fine. If she would have said no, but she wouldn't.
If you say no. What happens?
Yeah, something would
happen. Nothing happens. It's all on me.
No, you could have never gotten out of that.
No, I couldn't have gotten out of it, but she didn't have to get a ticket on top of it.
You get out of a lot of stuff in life. My buddy in college, drunk, DUI, drove into a fucking house in Hyde Park. Into a house. He's a VP of some huge fucking company. He lives in Australia now.
Yeah.
You can all that shit, doesn't
it? Yeah. Especially if you're young.
You're young.
Gets known.
Drove into a house. Into a living room, not like a garage, into it. Anyway.
Boys,
on that note,
we've used up our time.
On that note, that's the Dad Bod Pod, kids. That's it. This is what it's about. This is what the fans love so much. I would tell you guys to go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars, but we've done it so much. It's almost shut down fucking iTunes. They get bogged. They complain to us. It gets bogged down.
Did we just top NPR? I think we just had one above.
We're moving up.
What category are we in?
Have you heard of S-Town? I think we just talked to them.
Do we have a category, though?
We're tier one.
In a category?
We're tier one podcast. We're tier one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And all those other ones, S-Towns, I guess a tier two.
That's tier two, for sure.
But that's it. Until next time, you know the drill. Keep them bar tabs rolling and don't walk them. Keep those bar tabs going. Keep, what did we say? Keep run up those bar tabs.
Yeah, run along. Do whatever we did.
Drive safely.
Whatever we say.
Don't go to an intersection. Don't steal a car.
Wherever. I don't know.
That's another story.
I don't know.
That's it. The Dad Bod Pod. Thanks for listening. 5 stars. iTunes. Let's do this.
Boom.